Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Boiling Point Faith and Fire Podcast. This show exists because the world is loud and upside down and confusing. And I feel like half the time it feels like spiritual warfare on steroids. So we're here so we could cut through the bullshit and tell the truth and help you stay grounded in things that are important, like your faith and your values and your actual God-given common sense. Every episode that we put out, I always pray that it is out here to sharpen you, to strengthen you, and to light a fire under your ass so that you could stop sleepwalking through life. And before we dive in, you guys, health matters as much as your spiritual walk. And that's why I talk about the Omega blood test. If your brain and body feel like they're arguing all day, there's a reason. Your inflammation, your mood, your energy, your focus, all of it will tie back to your omega balance. I double dog dare you to get this test. 97% of people, 98% of people just in the United States alone, but 97% of people worldwide are imbalanced. And I'm not a doctor, not here to diagnose, treat, cure, do any of that legal stuff. I'm just telling you what has helped me and what I'm watching help other people. This podcast also is just opinion, not professional advice. So don't sue us, don't quote us in court, and always check with your own people, your doctors, your pastors, your lawyers before you do anything crazy. Okay, let's get the show rolling. Today, I am joined by the absolute wizard behind the mic, my co-host Rory. He is a master podcaster, a storytelling machine, and the guy who somehow manages to keep me on track while we dive into all the current events, faith, culture, politics, whatever God puts on our hearts, we're here for it. So, hello, Rory.
Hello, Brandon. How are you doing?
I'm good. We missed an episode last week, you guys, and that was on me. It was on me. I feel like
Life happens. You got to give
yeah,
yourself a little bit of grace. You know what I
it
mean?
doesn't
It's
happen. Y'all, I'm telling you, the health industry really, 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 like I'm at my limit. I'm at my limit. My son has to get sports physicals, obviously. And so this is I'll it's story time, kids. Okay. Last year, my son got a sports physical. Everything was cool. He's wrestling. He comes home one day and he's like, "Man, I'm in a lot of pain. Like when I breathe, there's something wrong." And so, of course, I take him to the doctor and he's like, "Well, let's get some x-rays." 'Cause he tells him how, one of his friends like headbutted him and in his ribs. So I'm like, "Okay, broken rib. I don't know." We go, okay, we have an appointment. We go get the x-ray. The doctor calls me that same day and he was like, "I need to tell you some serious news." And I'm like, "Okay." And he's like, "Your son has something, carcinoma, blah blah blah, meningioma, 2-inch by 3-inch tumor on his bones in his chest." And so I mean, I homeschool you guys. Like
wow.
my girls, their sports physical started. It's been a long time since I've had to deal with the industry. So I hear that news and I panic and I don't tell him. I'm like, "Man, I can't tell him." I tell his coach, I'm like, I guess he has a tumor. Like, we're gonna get a CAT scan, and they put us through all these things. I had another guy call me who does the CAT scans, and he's like, this is an emergency order. We're super worried about this. We've got this for you." And so I just am like 2 weeks of constantly crying. But like when I'm around my son, I'm like, "Hey, buddy, like you're probably gonna die." And it was terrible. Turns out we go get the CAT scan, and they're not supposed to tell you if you have like the CAT scan or the x-rays or even a oh my gosh, what are the things that they look at to see babies? Why can't I
The
think of that right now?
ultrasound.
Yes,
Ultrasound.
ultrasound. Like these techs can't tell you anything. They save it for the doctor. And she looked up at me on the screen because I can see it. I could see the broken bone in his chest. And she looks at me and she winks and she's like, "Breathe, mom. Like you're fine. It's fine. It's not what they say it is, So I don't even know, like 4 weeks of my life, they gaslit me to think my son is going to die and they want to fast track him and get him into a specialist in Michigan and all these things. And it was just a broken rib, not just a broken rib. He missed practice. So we go get his physical this year. And this doctor's like, "It's my first day." So I'm like, "Oh, here we go. Okay. It's a walk-in clinic. We're just like, let's just get through it." So sure enough, she's like, "Your son has a heart murmur." And I'm Listen, I'm all about common sense. I'm like, he has no symptoms. He has no other issues. 80% of people walk around with like a heart murmur at one point in their life. It's a very natural thing. And she's like, I'm not signing off on this until you guys go through the process of a specialist. I want a CAT scan. I want an X-ray. I want all. I said, I will see one person. Like, you take me to see one person. So we get up into Bronson. That's why I missed the episode because I had to drive up to Bronson. We get in this lady's office and she's like, we have to go through the motions, but nobody with any experience would have second guessed this at all. So, money, because I've got about $800 of just walking into an office in Bronson, calling my name because some lady had no experience for what she was doing. So, you guys, health stopped being about health the minute that Big Pharma knew that they could make money. And they make a fortune off of sick people. And they don't want you well. They want you manageable. So every little nitpick they can do, every test they can run, and I get it. If any of my family had symptoms and they had issues and we couldn't figure it out, I would fight tooth and nail, like test this, test that. But like, there's nothing going on. This is a healthy kid. And yeah, it's just health is a business, babies. $1 billion rocket. It's built on keeping you confused and distracted and inflamed, and it's garbage. I'm just very disappointed. I'm disappointed that it's taken us so long to wake up to this. But anyway, that was my rant. I did miss the episode. I did miss it last week because I didn't get to talk about my girl Marjorie.
Wow, huh? Let me just say, I'm glad that your son's doing okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Because
Me too.
honestly, at the bottom of all this stuff,
Yeah.
that's the most important part, you
Yeah,
know?
for
And
sure.
there isn't a person out there who is upset that you missed an episode, on that
Oh, yeah.
podcast because you had to take care of your
Yeah.
kid.
No, I
So
know.
anybody who's listening to
It's,
this
yeah.
is family first, like we are, or they're not listening, So
Exactly.
they left a long time
Yep.
ago.
And it is, I'm telling you guys, it's my life is one of those, the devil can't reach me, so he tries on my kids. Like, he tries. And it's every time I turn around, it's something. And, I'm telling my daughter this morning, I'm just like, man, being a mom, it's like the most bitter, sweet thing I could ever possibly imagine because it is so great. I wouldn't change it for the world, but it is also like the most challenging, refining times in my life. It's parenthood. It's being a mom. I feel like dads don't have it like that. Dads don't have that same emotional wiring, which is why I say like, women and men aren't meant to do the same things all the time. Like, we are emotional beings, and the common sense is out the window when it comes to our kids. We are not rational. We are just very, like, it's
All right,
crazy.
now you're putting me in a bad spot
I'm
because, I
not.
mean,
No, dads are amazing. Dads keep us grounded. Like, it takes two parents, I.
I'm going to give you that dads are not as emotional as
Yeah.
mothers,
Yeah.
100%. I would never take up that argument in a million
Yeah.
years, but let's make sure that doesn't get translated to dads aren't emotional.
Right.
Okay.
No.
Because,
Yeah.
yeah,
Dads are
I mean,
emotional. Just they're
my kids
smart
make me
about it.
cry all the time.
Yeah.
We keep it
Right.
inside, and
Right.
grit and bear it and make sure nobody sees it because we're not allowed to be weak. Okay. So that's just how it
Right.
goes. All right. As long as we're straight. Because
You guys are a lot
I got a whole
tougher, and
podcast
we've given out the whole sanity out the window when it comes to being a mom. I just feel like there's a button. That's crazy. So, your week was good though. Everything's good. Anything, any daunting headlines or outside of Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I will be talking about today?
Oh my goodness. I mean the six Democrats who basically said don't listen to the president if you're a soldier. I heard that and all I could think about was how am I going to handle this in the podcast?
I
So
mean,
like, are
I
you
just
joking?
am like, how is that legal? And that's that Slotkin. How did Michigan, I want to shake the shit out of you.
I mean really,
Like,
what are people thinking up there?
I even asked. So I'm on whatever. I'm scrolling this morning on Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook for a while. I'm going through and this page pops up and some lady's like, Whitmer said, I don't know what she said. And she's like, I'm so happy we voted for her. I wish she could go for another term. And I'm like genuinely like, what are you happy about her? Like, what has she done? Is this just because she lets you guys kill babies? Like, you don't care that this is the second time in a year tax goes up? Like, I'm very confused. And she's not responded. I literally just looked right now, actually. I genuinely just want to know.
How could they, what could, I can't even speak right now. What does
I
she have
know.
to respond with? I
That's what I'm
mean,
saying.
how
They're
could you
all in
even answer the
these
question?
comments. Like, she's so great. And they're really sad that term limits are happening for her. And they want her to run again. And they would vote for her. And they would vote for whatever law they had to break to get her up there. These people are committing treason. Like,
Yes. Yes.
that is
End of story.
punishable by very extreme and drastic measures. And until we start bringing in some of that extreme and drastic measures, like, nobody's held accountable. The system is protecting the system once again.
We know that people aren't going to end up actually feeling the full force of whatever, the punishment could be.
Right.
Okay. But at the very least, if you are, not actually a citizen of the United States, then you can't be in Congress. If you're going to call for, this sort of treasonous, seditious behavior, you
Right.
cannot be, in Congress. You can't. You can't be a
No.
senator. You can't be a congressperson. You can't be. So you should lose that. And I'm pretty sure there's provisions where, in the Constitution, actually, where if you, and I'm going to look them up and make sure I have them before I,
Yeah.
put that out as fact. But I know that there are certain things that get you booted out of the legislature.
Well, yeah,
So, what in the world?
there is a code. Any disobedience of lawful military orders, it's in there. Refusal to follow any command, disruption of military or police or authority, or undermining national security. This is under insubordination, sedition, treason. Like, it's all there.
There
If
you
you or I did this,
go.
cuffed, charged, fingerprinted, explaining ourselves through a glass window to some lawyer, and they're going to get a freaking segment on MSNBC and a book deal. Like,
Done.
they're American heroes.
Yep, done.
Like, system protecting its own. Politicians protect politicians. Media protects politicians, and they call it free speech. They're calling it political expression. If a conservative said the same thing, we'd be in solitary confinement. The double standard,
Right.
you guys, this is not a theory. It is a rule right now. It is a rule. And they hide behind, they weren't giving an official order. I think I heard one of the dummies say that. They weren't giving an official order. Like,
Sedition is not actually an official order. It's encouraging. Encouraging the behavior is what falls under sedition. And that, that was like the folks on January 6th that actually were FBI informants that were going, yeah, hey, go, let's charge the Capitol, Ray Epps and people like that who were going, hey, we're marching to the Capitol.
Right.
Those are people who are guilty of, sedition because
Right.
they encouraged and cajoled and, got them going that direction. That's what
Right.
they did. They went on national television, bought national advertising, and said, we are your lawmakers.
Yep.
You must not follow these orders. And when every one of them has been asked exactly what were the unlawful orders, they tried a couple of times. Oh, well, there's this and this and this, but no, those weren't actually unlawful. You didn't like them,
Right.
but they weren't actually unlawful. There hasn't been a single unlawful order that's been issued yet.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a pretty bad argument.
I mean, it's on the Department of the Justice too, and they're so political because they get to decide who gets investigated. They get to decide who gets charged. They get to decide who's getting prosecuted. So if they don't want to touch it, like, nothing is going to happen.
Yeah,
Nothing.
if Bondi doesn't do anything about this, I'm done with her 100%. I can't stand that pick. I'm so
I
disappointed
know.
with her. She's done. She's definitely at the top of my list of Trump appointees I can't stand. I mean,
Yeah.
she's up there at the top.
Right.
Cannot stand what's going on. Follow the law.
Right.
Enforce the law. That's all I want to see.
It's that simple, and
On
it's
both sides
so
of the aisle.
frustrating. Yes.
Okay? I mean, if there are Republicans on Epstein's list and there's proof, hey, you know what? Bye.
Done.
You're done. I don't care
Done.
who you
All
are.
of them.
Right. But just stop with everybody gets away with everything. It's enough. We've all had it as citizens.
And
I
that's
just
they depend on the
force
fact
the law.
that there's no pushback. They depend on everybody being too busy, too distracted. What's going on with the latest celebrity? Too confused, too exhausted, dealing with Big Pharma's retarded antics. I don't know. They expect everybody to be too exhausted to raise hell about it, and they know that. So they bet on your silence. They bet on your frustration. They bet on you not knowing the law. And they bet on people thinking, that's not my fight.
Right.
That's not my fight. I really just care about women's rights. That's not my fight. It's that
Right.
blind voting that you're talking about, you
Single
know?
issue voting. Yep. Absolute single issue voting that just leaves you blind to everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All
It's it is it is frustrating. It's
This is the
frustrating, and
problem
that
with missing an episode is we don't have this release to let
yeah,
this all
there
come out.
exactly. MTG, you guys, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I listen to me. Okay. This is one of those things where I can cheer for people and I will have their back and I will be like, ooh, protect her at all costs. I think this is very cool. But I never put them on a pedestal higher than I would ever put Jesus. Okay. There is not a person in the world that I will tell you will never not disappoint me. Somehow, somewhere down the line, the people that you look up to will always let you down. I'm dealing with this with my son right now, trying to tell him, like, you cannot expect perfection from any one single human. Okay. But Marjorie, okay, I didn't see this coming. I probably should have seen the red flags, but I was just like very pro America first, America only. And I thought it was cool. She's not taking the payout. You guys, she took more than a payout. Okay. She sold her soul, and that sucks. She threw a dramatic political tantrum about being too censored, too controlled, and tried to spin this righteous, I'm taking a stand. And the truth is, she didn't get her way. Another emotional woman who didn't get her way. And then flip sides, like her little tour, I am disgusted. And the fact that the words that have come out of her mouth on The View, the words that have come out on everything that she says, like, she's got a book deal coming out, right? It's probably going to be called Silenced, How I Was Too Base for Congress. Like, she's some high and mighty, I don't know, she's setting herself up as like the conservative AOC, and I think she about has the same amount of brain cells too. Like, she wants to stir up enough chaos that she becomes the force of anti-establishment, you know, right-wing woman. She wants the clout. She doesn't want to do the committee work. She's definitely being handled. There's no way. Like, she is being handled to the point where she's like, you can't fire me, I quit. She didn't get what she wanted from Trump. She threw a tantrum. She didn't get what she wanted from Johnson. She didn't get what she wanted from the committee. So she rage quit. Like my 15-year-old son when he plays video game, rage quit. She rage quit. Like, and I think she knows. I think everybody knows, like, something big is about to break. And I don't know what it is. I just have, if you read the room, you guys, and if you are intentional when you're looking for things, like, I feel something big is about to break. And there's just little nuances and things that make a lot of sense to say, you know, whatever it's going to be. And I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe it's that election interference. I mean, a bunch of things came out about how Biden sold a bunch of get out of jail free cards, you know, like 80,000 of them when he wasn't even mentally coherent. And who knows, maybe it is the Epstein files or just that internal corruption. And maybe she just want to save her face. I don't know. Like, the way she positioned herself here, she did not step down like a hero. I am completely disappointed in her. And probably the worst thing, okay, this is what I do know about her. Her net worth got really high really fast. So when they're not talking about her taking that payout money, I'm like, she's getting money from somewhere then. Because it's never going to be, you will never have someone in office that is not taking someone's money. Okay. So she tries to say her money came from her family business, construction, contracting company. Her family sold it to her and her husband. And so she's saying from 2007 to 2011, she was a CFO and that's where they made their money. But her thing jumped in 2021, jumped significantly from 700,000 to millions. And she still says it's her family's business, which we know that that's bullshit. Okay, you could follow the thing. She hasn't had that
Yeah.
here. But what I do know is the fact that she's praising Nancy Pelosi. Oh my, that was it for me. That was it for me.
I know she's your girl, so I wanted to just stay back and I want
Yeah.
this is yours for sure, but
Was.
the only thing I want to put in there, yeah, the only thing I want to throw in there is the story has so many holes from start to finish. Yeah, I was in real estate back in those years.
Yep.
I had five offices in two states. We were doing millions of dollars in business. I was doing really well financially. So could it have happened? Sure. But in 2008, it all fell apart. We all lost our shirts, every single one of us. There was no, oh, well, my construction company managed to make millions while the rest of the world, every construction company, every real estate office, everybody, everywhere got murdered, just destroyed by the economy. So you, in this period of time, when everybody in the country was going out of business in your field, somehow you
Made it out.
quadrupled, 20x your income, and that's your story. I mean, you come up with something better than that. I mean, I won the lottery, didn't tell anybody. Who knows? But come up
We
with
know
something
it's insider
believable.
training.
It's complete
It's ins
crap.
it's it's insider training. And the
Yeah.
fact that she spent so much time, and that's one of the things, one of the honest things I really liked about her genuinely is that, she would state it very clearly. Pelosi is destroying America. Pelosi is corrupt. Pelosi needs to go. She's anti-Christian, anti-freedom, anti-America. So when those words came out, when she's like, Pelosi was great, I can't ever respect her. And I don't care if everybody's misunderstanding her and there was some whole different thing. Like I would never be able to trust her ever because who
Yeah.
that's a mask drop moment for me. Pelosi represents everything that I'm against, everything. And what I thought that Marjorie was against. And I'm not going to flip-flop on that stuff. You don't get to flip-flop on your core ethics and values. I'm not just going to wake up one day and be like, "Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene is suddenly cool with abortion. My gosh, let me rethink that here. Sorry, God, but it's Marjorie Taylor Greene." No. That's you don't flip-flop like
Yeah.
that. So now she's just there was no conviction in what she believed. It was branding, and wherever she could save face, wherever she can, whatever. I don't know what she's after now, but you guys, this is why people hate politics, and I get it. Like the second you think someone is the real deal, they're going to disappoint you, or they're going to
Yeah.
cozy up to the very swamp that they swore they were going to drain. And you're just like, I defended you, and now you're sucking up to Pelosi like a lost intern. Because, like, did Pelosi hand her the insider training torch? We know that's how Pelosi made the money, you know? How did she get away with that? And here it happens again. Like, it's gross. It's so gross to back someone that you think is saying the right things, and here we are. And at the end of the day, you guys, Washington does what Washington does, and they're going to protect themselves, you know? That's
Yeah.
we got to wake up, and we cannot fall in love with politicians. You just can't, because they're going to disappoint you. They're human, they're flawed. And half of them will say whatever it takes to keep the spotlight warm and the donor money flowing. That's it. This was my personal wake up call, and it's you can't trust anybody. It is we the people, and if we can't remember that, then we are absolutely just a part of the machine. We are a part of the swamp. We are literally just churning it, making it thicker. That's it. So we
Boom.
have to start trusting policies, you guys, policies, not personalities, not because they say everything we want to hear. What are their actions? And hers showed me a lot.
Sad thing is even if you just took, Marjorie and said, what's her voting record? Maybe she's crazy, maybe I don't like her, whatever, I don't know what to believe. And you just look at her voting record, you would never ever guess that this was coming because her voting record was very straightforward. She was on the right side of just about everything in terms of, stuff you and I both agree in. But out of nowhere, really, this hit. And, Trump's response says a lot. Trump will fight with anybody, he'll spar with anybody. But his response to her was so, like, wounded.
Disconnected.
I just was like, okay, we're done. It was like there's hurt feelings, but then there's like, if your spouse cheats on you type of thing, then you know what? You're done. There isn't a conversation to be had. I'm not even mad anymore. We're just done. You don't exist to me anymore. See you later. Get out. And it's felt like that. just like this line in the sand of just finality. Like, there's no coming back. There's no point in, you know what? Just get out. I was
Wouldn't
like,
we all be shocked to see
whoa.
maybe she's like the top name in the Epstein files and she's like, I gotta get out of here before the ship goes down.
Something's coming. I mean,
I
because
mean,
I mean,
something
just to
is coming, you
resign,
guys.
I'm
Yeah,
resigning in
something's
January.
coming.
What in the
Yeah.
world, you know?
Well, she did protect her pension. You know, she did protect her payout. So business
Oh yeah.
smart, you know. And we've said it before on this show is that these guys are always going to protect themselves first, you know, whatever that looks like. They'll protect themselves and their family. I would do the same thing. Whatever that looked like. So who knows, maybe someone got to her and, you know, who really knows the truth? I just know that who I wanted her to be doesn't exist. And now it's super important that you guys are actually looking, follow the votes, right? Actually look at what people vote for, look at what laws that they're pushing, look how they handle that actual freedom and faith and families and borders and kids, and then listen to how loud they talk. Not how relatable they pretend to be, but like they're not pastors, you guys. We have to start giving our heart to these people. And I was one of those like protect her at all costs. I literally posted that like a month ago. I'm like, protect her because this is real. This is everything I'm saying. She said it out loud. Well, here on this show, we're not going to MTG you, okay? Because we're saying it and we're living it. There isn't a, I'm going to change my mind tomorrow. That's it. We have to fire these people on election day. It's spiritual warfare and political warfare. And if we keep choosing the personalities over policies, like we're going to get fooled by the same clowns every single year. So please, you guys, vote your values, vote your ethics, vote your conviction, and don't get lost in the personalities who were never worthy of like your trust and adoration in the first place. You know, that's very important to me that you guys understand the line in the sand. And this is always going to be about getting your house in order because politicians are always going to protect politicians. And it's, we have to speak out. It's, they forgot they work for us. And I just am like, when are people going to stand up against that? Is it the revolution, the revolt?
I think that we as citizens really need to get over. There's a back in the 90s, there was a movie, a book that was written called Primary Colors, and then it was a movie made out of it. And part of the thing was nobody knew who wrote the book, but it was clearly an accounting of the Clinton campaign and Clinton years and so on. And in that book, in that movie, they talked to this young intern, and one of the old guys says to the young guy, "You really have a horrible case of traveling TB." And he goes, "What is that?" And he says, "True believerism." And that was back in the age where the people who followed Clinton just believed in everything he did, like he was a god almost. The people who followed Obama believed in everything he did, like he was a savior. The people who followed Trump in a lot of ways look at him the same way. He's going to save us from this and from this. Folks, you have to stop with the true believerism, and you have to simply look at it and go, we're useful idiots, okay? We need to make them our useful idiots. We need to look at this and say, hey, this is the policy that you need to uphold. I don't care what your personality is. I really don't care, what suit you wear or what color your tie is or if you wear one. I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about how you vote. I care about how your vote impacts my life. So we need to look at them and go, look, they're just tools. They serve us. And as long as we fall into this, true believerism thing where we just get behind people, oh, this person's awesome. I love what they're doing. You're gonna get let down because they're never gonna live up to that like
And
that.
all the weight that people are putting on these things, like they're, you know, there's the whole like there's a division in the Republican Party and Trump, and I voted full ticket Republican this year. I don't always do that. You know, it is the policies that I believe in. This time that was it, full party, you know. The line will be blurred sometimes, for sure. And it doesn't have to be like, well, I'm leaving that party and suddenly you're going to go with the Democrats because you're not happy with Trump's personality. You're not happy with everything he does. There's never going to be a president that you will be 100% happy with. Not one. And if you're delusional enough to say that you can't even call Trump out on his bullshit, like you have lost your marbles. Because he's making mistakes, you know, whether he's playing chess or checkers, he still has done some really dumb things. And, you know, it's putting any sort of importance on a human like that, you guys. It's you're shooting yourself in the foot because you will be disappointed every single time. The government doesn't care about you. Politics doesn't care about you. We're useful idiots. Silence is complicity. And if we're not standing up and talking about this, if we're not taking it to the voter polls, then we can't complain. Like, don't complain to me. Don't complain to me.
So rest in peace to MTG's image.
Yeah. Oh,
And hope.
that Pelosi. I
Yeah.
mean, I was already like, dang, she's really, you know, I don't know, menopause or something. I've heard that's kind of rough on ladies, but like, I just didn't know where to go with it. And the minute I saw her do her little Democrat tour and her Nancy Pelosi is great, I threw up in my mouth and I physically was sick. Like, you guys, I thought she was a good guy. You know, there's no good guys. None. There's absolutely none in politics. And you know, one of my friends, I just did a she just started a podcast too. I love her to death. She was really into the political parties here in Michigan before they moved. They had to move. It got so bad. But she told me the other day, she's like, Brandon, you would be so disappointed to really know how politics works. Like, you would not be okay. Everybody sells out. It doesn't matter. Everybody sells out. We need to fix that. Like, there can be change, but it's going to be slow and painful. It's going to be terrible. I did do some research about Irina's
Oh, yeah.
that I don't even care about his name. I don't know his name. That loser. So I looked again because he was put on a 60-day mental health evaluation. And it's supposed to be capped, like it's legally capped at no more than 60 days. So the window has crossed. But since the latest reporting that I could dig up on the normal interwebs, since October, the findings of this evaluation have not been publicly released. And the case is in limbo. And they're saying it's because the backlog in forensic mental health services in North Carolina. I guess it's enormous. So he's still held without bond. He's not running free. The criminal case is a state and federal case now, and it's charged and moving, but the mental cop, you know, his competency, like we don't have that. It's undetermined. I don't know if they're ever going to share it, but the dude's not free. Where, you know, he's in jail. Three hots in a cot, which I think he did not even deserve that. But
Wow.
these criminals, you guys, it doesn't stop because the 17th, this guy pours gasoline on this woman, ignites her and sets her on fire. So she did not die, you guys. She's in critical condition, but it's bad. Like, her head and body totally burned. They did, federal prosecutors moved in really fast and they charged him with a terrorist offense because it occurred on a mass transport system, unprovoked, is execution style. You guys want to know how many times this guy got arrested?
Oh,
72 times. In Cook County. It's not like he just like moved county to county and maybe caused a ruckus. 72 in Cook County. Like, basically he walks in and high fives the judge and walks out. Like, what is going on? He had pending cases. He was wearing a bracelet. What is that monitoring? What do they call that? Like the bracelet where you have to stay at your house or whatever. Arson, battery, property damage. He tried to set a government building on fire in like 2020. Career criminal, decades of charges, still on the streets.
how much
And
more needs
he
to happen?
that's what I'm saying. Like,
This one is just so far over the edge
yeah.
for me. You know, I mean, the other kid that we were just talking about who knifed Irina, I mean, what was he, 17? times that he'd been arrested, 20, something like that.
Yeah, it was something
This
like that,
guy,
a
I
little
mean,
shy of 20.
he's been arrested like every month or something for
Every
the last
month.
5 years.
Yeah.
It's insane. They just keep letting him back out. And he's done stuff that you or I would have been thrown in jail, throw away the key for any one of the offenses this guy's
For
committed.
sure.
And he's walking around free, clearly disturbed.
Yeah.
Okay, because otherwise, why do you walk up to somebody you're carrying lighter fluid and a lighter? You're planning on lighting somebody on fire. You've tried to light other things on fire.
Yep.
You are a pyromaniac by every definition. And you're just walking around. You just walk on the street. If the federal
Yeah.
guys hadn't come in and put the charges down on this guy, he'd be back on the street right now.
Right.
Right?
Even as a
I don't get
juvenile,
this. What
as
are we
a
doing?
juvenile, I was in the court systems, you know, and I'm a kid, and the judge commits me for 2 years. Like, my mom signed her rights off, and he's like, I don't have anywhere else to put you. So he criminally convicted me and gave me a sentence. And I'm like, I don't understand. I know people that have done terrible things. And he looked me in the face, and I'm like 12 years old. And he's like, you're just unpredictable. The unpredictable people scare the system. They're the ones that are in trouble. But the criminals who are predictable, like, get to cause the chaos. And that's how I've seen it. Something so stupid is my dog's getting out. I'm in front of the judge. I get the lecture because of my dogs, but I'm behind three drunk drivers that she didn't say a word to. The system is broken. And when you look at stuff, when you look at Arena, when you look at Chicago, Chicago's going to hell right now. MTG flipping sides, traitors in office. The law is constantly protecting criminals instead of families. Like, yeah, boiling point, like, kind of past it. And I know it feels like we're swimming upstream in a river of insanity, and everyone else is just floating by in a effing pool noodle, acting like it's normal, the little Mai Tai. I need you guys to understand this is not hopeless. This is not the end. This is the exposure phase. And this is what I can promise you. It's not even my promise. This is God's promise. I'm just here to tell you guys, everything hidden will be dragged into the light. Every single thing, politics, crime, corruption, spiritual warfare, all of it. And yes, it's ugly. And I know it looks upside down right now. But I want to tell you guys, spiritually, this is a winning season. This is a winning season. Evil is loud right now because it's losing. You guys understand that the enemy always thrashes the hardest right before he gets evicted. Darkness gets the loudest when the light is burning out. This chaos that we're seeing all around us, it is not a victory. This is desperation. And you don't fight this hard unless you know your time is almost up. And like, the demons are panicking, panicking. God has never lost a war. Not one. The tension is rising so people can wake the hell up, so that truth can become impossible to ignore. So the wheat and the weeds are no longer blending in. Let everything show face so it could be judged fully. Babe, you are not abandoned. And I feel that. I feel that sometimes. And I'm saying this to myself as much as I'm saying it to you. We are not being abandoned. We're being sharpened. And it's not that we're swimming upstream, like, we're refusing to drown in that deception. You're not crazy. You're not alone. You're not weak. It's just we are spiritually awake in a world that wants people numb. And we're fighting against the big machine of that. So, yeah, life is going to feel heavy for us sometimes. And I know those of us with that discernment feel the darkness before everyone else realizes that they're sitting in it. You guys, that is not a curse. That is an assignment. And having hope is not naive. That is our warfare. Every time you stand up, every time you have this conversation, when you tell the truth, when you call out the lies, when you protect your kids, when you defend your values, or you raise your voice against corruption, you are swinging your sword in the spirit. Hope is not blind. Your hope is a prophecy. And this isn't about the majority. God's not out here for the majority. It's never going to be everyone. It's never going to be the crowd. If you're in the crowd right now, get out. He works through the few. That's it. And if you're feeling that heaviness right now, we know the end of the book. Like, Jesus doesn't lose. God gets the final word. And the world is not going to spin forever in chaos. So I don't want you to feel hopeless. I want you to understand this is the battlefield before the breakthrough. So I think that's my rant today. I love you guys. Like, I know how all this feels. And if we don't have that hope, if we don't have that foundation, if we can't understand and have our feet planted in the truth that God is moving, the veil is lifting, evil is exposing itself, heaven is not done with us. We have to have that. Do not lose heart. Okay. Do not think that there's no point in having the conversation. This is intense because victory is so close. And God didn't bring us this far to bring us this far.
Nice. So
I needed
big
that.
Exhale. Big exhale.
I needed that for myself.
What happens when Brandon misses an episode? 101.
Well, yeah, that's what happens, guys.
Boom.
Rants all over the place.
Love it. All right.
Can but I'm excited for out? This week. Yeah, I'm excited
got
for
a lot
this
going
week.
On,
no,
so.
Do a great closeout. It is Thanksgiving week, you guys, and we have a very special episode that will be out Thursday morning early. I will have it up there early so that, you know, you can either listen to it on the drive, put it on while you're putting the turkey in the oven, whatever it is. I do want you guys to understand the dynamics, because I think we all have family on the other side of the tracks. And so let's talk about all that. I think it's going to be a good show.
That's going to be a fun show.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing that show.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to give advice that I don't take. Just know that. Okay, you guys. Oh, man.
Okay. We're good?
We're good.
All right. All right. Brandon's going to take a breath. I'm going to go ahead and close this out real quick, because the only thing that I want to point out is when Brandon is telling you guys, when she's saying point blank, hey, it's not hopeless. We don't come on here just to complain and talk about how hopeless it is. She's 100% right. But the point that we're trying to get across to you guys is that while it isn't hopeless, the time for sitting on the sidelines and just saying, you know, it doesn't really impact me is over, because you have to pick a side now. And you're either on the side of God or you're not. And it's very clear anymore. I used to vote split ticket too, just like Brandon was talking about. And unfortunately, the way things are right now, not the way they've always been, not the way they always will be, but the way they are right now, is that every single vote for that other side is a baby who doesn't get a chance. Every vote for that other side is a man sitting in a woman's locker room watching her get undressed. That is just a fact. And it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter where they are. When they get to Washington, that's how they're going to vote. And so you're either against this stuff or you're for this stuff, and that's it. So right now, more than ever before in my lifetime, it is time to pick a side and stick with it for the foreseeable future. We got to get off the bench. You got to get off the sidelines. You got to get in the game. God's ready. He's got the armor ready for you. Strap it on. Get to the front of the line. Roar with the lions, and let's do something righteous. It's about time. That's all I have.
Amen.